نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، رب زدني علما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا قرة أعيننا ومولانا محمد، وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله. On this eve of Jum'ah, the night of Jum'ah, because in Islam the night precedes the day. We are very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the opportunity and blessed certain parts of the year, certain parts of the month, certain parts of the day and the night. There are moments and there are windows of opportunity where a person can really gain a lot spiritually and really progress a lot in terms of their spiritual growth and their connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Holy Messenger, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of those windows and opportunities is the Thursday night or the eve of Jum'ah, the eve of Friday. Friday being the leader of all days, the best of days, the most glorious of days. In Islam, known as As-Sayyid al-Ayyam, the leader of days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to send salutations and peace, salawat and salam, upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. What does that mean? To do so without keeping count, almost. That's the important thing. But just taking it back a moment, before the hadith, before the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran saying, Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yasalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Sadaqullah al-Azim. In this holy verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah. Inna is for ta'kid, for emphasis. Inna Allah, indeed, verily, without doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa and malaikata, the angels, yusalluna ala nabi, they confer, they send, yusalluna, they send, upon whom? Ala nabi, upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, you also invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Greet him with a goodly salutation. Meaning, Allah and his angels confer blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yassalluna ala nabi. What does that mean? Allah, the ulama have mentioned this in different ways. The scholars have said in many different ways that remembering and sending, conferring blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah is not that Allah prays to another Allah, a'udhu billah, and says send blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah sending blessings is His mentioning Him in the angels, amongst the angels, and Him mentioning Him with praise in the heavens, right? This is one of the meanings the ulama mentioned, the scholars mentioned. And the angels seek and they pray and make dua for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we are ordered to and commanded to by Allah in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi, send upon him blessings, wa sallim wa taslima, a goodly salutation. This is very, very important because Our relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is because of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are weak in our relationship and our love, in our thoughts, in our emulation and following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it creates a weakness in our relationship with Allah, with God Himself. Why is that? Because although Allah is Allah, He is the Creator, He is the Khaliq, but the best of creation is undoubtedly the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has a right on us and upon us that we seek blessings for him, send salutations and peace upon him. For indeed, anyone who loves anybody will try and do what they can to please that person. And we should love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most of all the people. In our famous hadith, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I love you more than everyone except for myself. He was just being honest with his spiritual master, his teacher, his sheikh, and his murabbi, his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained to him that nobody can be a believer. You cannot be a true believer until you are more beloved to him than everything in the world and even himself. So because of the spiritual effulgence and power of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's company, his sahbah, this particular companion sahabi, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, he immediately transformed into that highest state of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more than himself, and said, O Prophet of Allah, I now love you more than even myself. And that wasn't pretense. You cannot fool the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was genuinely what he felt. He negated himself and he preferred the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because love without sacrifice is not love. Love requires sacrifice. When you love somebody, you want to sacrifice your time, your sleep, your food, your comfort for that person, to be with that person, to listen to that person, to be of service to that person, to be able to do acts of kindness for that person. And these are, and to listen to them and to be able to obey them. This then should be at its peak. And that is most deserving of who? Who is most deserving of such love? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of the creation. For indeed, we owe everything to him. If it was not for him, we would not have been created. If it was not for him, then we would not know how to live. We would just be like animals. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and then instructed us in the Holy Quran that in him we have sent you an excellent example, the best example. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him in the Holy Quran that we have sent him as a rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy to the world. So there is a duty upon us. We are duty bound. And we should want to send more salutations and salam, salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and especially on Thursday night and Friday, because a'mal, deeds, are presented to Allah on Friday, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us in our hadith, in numerous sayings in our hadith and traditions, that we should increase our salawat and salam on Thursday nights and on Friday throughout the day. And the day lasts until Maghrib. These are windows of opportunity that draws closer, increases our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it brings the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the pious predecessors, from the Sahaba all the way to the present day, they were all individuals, men and women, the pious servants of Allah who would engage in abundance in sending salutations, salam, and they would write their own sirah and wordings of salawat and salam. Undoubtedly, the best form of durood or salawat and salam is that which has been revealed in the ahadith by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the greatest form of salawat and salam is durood Ibrahimi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. But whether you read that or whether you read a smaller, shorter version, you will still get the blessings of 10 hasanat, 10 ranks elevated, 10 sins forgiven. What a great reward it is. In another hadith, his companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, and I'll paraphrase it for brevity, that if I spend this much time sending salawat and salam upon you, then is this good? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is good, but if you do more, it is better. And this continued until the man said, the Prophet ﷺ kept on saying, more is better. Then he said, if I spend a quarter of my time, then a third of my time, half my time. In the end, he said, what if I spend all my time reciting and sending salutations, salam, upon your Prophet of Allah ﷺ? And the Prophet ﷺ gave him glad tidings on that. And we should not misunderstand this hadith. It doesn't mean a person does nothing else and only read salawat and salam. No, they should do everything else. This means in the time for nawafil, he would spend all his time in that. And in this day and age, we really need to engage in extra salawat and salam, for it brings about the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. It cools Allah's anger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he loves his Habib, his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, whoever recites salawat and salam abundantly becomes also beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith said that whoever, he who recites the most salawat and salam upon me will be closest to me on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This wasn't meant to be a long nasiha. It was just to be a few short minutes to engage in salawat and salam. We will be going forward every Thursday having an actual halaqa and majlis of salawat and salam. This is the way of our pious predecessors. On Thursday evening, reading from the books of hadith, the 40 famous salawat and salam sirahs, and after that, reading the making dua from the Sunnah, from the Quran Sunnah, the Adiyah, the prophetic and Quranic Sunnah du'as, and then inshallah ta'ala bring the evening to a close. So that will be every Thursday going forward, inshallah ta'ala. And let's now individually ourselves take time to ponder over the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his favors upon us and our relationship with him, the leader and savior of mankind and of jinn. He was a mercy to the world, and develop that and know that every sunnah draws us closer to him and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." Ila al-akhir al-ayah. Say to them, O Muhammad, if you claim to love Allah, follow me, فَاتَّبِعُنِي. So in following him, we should do everything that we can, including sending excessive amounts of salawat and salam. And we should set a minimal target, that I'll do a minimum 300 every day. And on Fridays or Thursday nights and Friday, I'll do 1,000, for example, right? Because we need a baseline. If there's no baseline, we will be like a yo-yo. We'll be like a pendulum swinging from one side to another, erratic. It won't be in an organized way. That's why some routine is absolutely essential. It's a psychological fact that things, if done in a measured way, then we can achieve a lot, inshallah ta'ala. The other thing to mention is that after, it's a forgotten sunnah, so we should revive the sunnah. Ihya sunnah is something that's very rewarding. What's that? That is that when the adhan is given, when you hear the adhan, what should we do? When hearing the adhan, we should reply to what the muaddin has said. There's a hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an, that he said he heard the noble Prophet wasallam saying, when you hear the muaddin, say as he says. Say as he says. فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ But ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ But after that, invoke blessings upon me. So most people, when they hear the adhan in the masjid or somewhere, what they do? They start saying, after they reply to the muaddin, the muaddin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And at the end, in the end, we say, Allahumma rabba hazi da'wat ta'amma, till the end of the dua. When really what it should be is after the muaddin, as this hadith tells us, we should recite, after replying to the adhan and repeating exactly what the muaddin says, apart from hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, where we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, we should read salawat and salam, and then make the dua, Allahumma rabba hazi da'wat tamma. And this hadith is in Muslim, Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, the one that we've just narrated. So, a final point to share is that when you start reading, when we start making salawat and salam a part of our daily life, it brings about a coolness in the heart, in the ruh. It really builds a nur, a special nur in the soul, in the ruh. And it is a very cooling factor. It's many, many blessings, many, many blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I pray, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me the tawfiq in all of us, the ability to engage with love, with reverence in reciting salawat and salam upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq to follow his sunnah and to be regular and punctual therein. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفر وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته